KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 19 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly sunny to sunny today, a high of 57. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. An Atlantic man who was sentenced to 5 years in prison earlier this week in connection with an incident of domestic assault in 2012 has filed an appeal with the Iowa Supreme Court. Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner reports Rex Dean McDermott appeared in Cass County District Court just before noon Thursday and filed an appeal of the sentence imposed by Judge Jeffrey L. Larson. The court had set an appeal bond in the amount of $10,000, which has since been posted. McDermott was released from custody pending a final appeal of his sentence. Feisner says pursuant to the Iowa Rules of Criminal and Appellate Procedure, McDermott will remain free on bond pending a final ruling by the Iowa Court of Appeals or the Iowa Supreme Court, which could take anywhere from a few months to possibly 6 months or more. The appellate court, Iowa Court of Appeals or Iowa Supreme Court, will address any alleged legal issues by the defendant regarding the sentence previously imposed by Judge Larson. The options of the appellate court are that it could either affirm the lower district court's decision, reverse or vacate the lower district's court decision, or affirm the lower court's decision in part and reverse and vacate its decision in part. Either way, once a final decision has been rendered by the appellate court and procedendo issues, the appeal is then finalized or closed and the matter is remanded or sent back to the lower district court for any final action, if any, or the original sentence will be imposed. On September 23rd, McDermott pled guilty to a felony charge of domestic abuse assault by strangulation. At the time of his sentencing, he was committed to the custody of the director of the Iowa Department of Corrections for a prison term not to exceed 5 years. The sentence was not suspended. Mitimus was ordered to issue immediately, and McDermott was immediately taken into custody, the Cass County Sheriff, pending transport to the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Oakdale to serve out the 5-year prison sentence. But again, as of Thursday, McDermott was free on bond. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Department of Natural Resources says officials in the city of Elliott have lifted an advisory that encouraged residents there to drink only bottled water. That after contractors hit a water main. The DNR and city officials lifted the advisory Thursday afternoon after the water samples showed the water was clean. The advisory had been implemented on Tuesday after the water main was damaged, causing water pressure to drop and leaving the water supply more vulnerable to bacterial contamination. Bottled water was recommended rather than boiling water because Elliott's supply already has high levels of nitrates. Boiling the water would have caused it to have a higher nitrate concentration. Watershed Improvement Review Board, or WIRB, recently approved 10 applications totaling more than $2.3 million in grants to support projects that will improve water quality or reduce flooding in the state. Among the projects is the Adair Soil and Water Conservation District, or SWCD, which covers Adair and parts of Cass counties, and that will receive $298,562 for the West Fork Middle Nottoway River. And the West Pottawatomie SWCD will receive $279,811 for the Mosquito Creek project in Pottawatomie County. The grant funds will be matched by the recipients, who will provide over $6.5 million in funding from local communities to support the projects. As a result, $8.8 million will be going to support conservation work in priority watersheds throughout the state. The approved projects already have completed watershed assessments that identified critical water resource areas and will focus on implementing specific water quality or flood reduction improvements. The projects will start after a grant agreement is signed between the applicant and the Watershed Improvement Reviewment Board. Soil and Water Conservation Districts, Public Water Supply Utilities, Counties, County Conservation Boards, Cities, and Local Watershed Improvement Communities were eligible to apply for those grants. Individual projects could request up to $300,000. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests on Thursday. At around 2 p.m., 22-year-old Michael L. Chase of Red Oak was arrested on a Montgomery County warrant for violation of his probation. Chase was being held in jail on $10,000 cash bond. And just before 3 p.m. Thursday, 51-year-old David L. Howe of Red Oak was arrested on a charge of public intoxication. Howe was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 cash bond. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner. And we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In the funeral announcements, Dale Ranney, age 77, of Messina, died Sunday. Funeral services for Dale Ranney will be this morning at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Gilbert Burninghouse, age 81, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gilbert Burninghouse will be today at 11 o'clock at the Peace Lutheran Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gail E. Frank, age 70, of Oklahoma City, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gail Frank will be today at 1 o'clock at the Choctaw Road Baptist Church in Choctaw, Oklahoma. Eva Akola, age 86, of Coon Rapids, died Monday. Funeral services for Eva Akola will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Alan Burke, age 70, who's formerly of Anita, died Wednesday in Denver, Colorado. That's November the 6th. Graveside services for Alan Burke will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Howard Harris, age 94, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Manor. Graveside services with full military rights for Howard Harris will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Greenfield Cemetery, with memorial services at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Micah Finken, age 21, of Harlan, died Tuesday in Omaha. The family of Micah Finken will greet friends at the C.G. Turkelson Center in Harlan beginning at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Loa Dell Edwards, age 88, formerly of the Marnie and Harlan areas, died October 31st in Wyoming. A memorial service for Loa Dell Edwards will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Altamont Baptist Church in rural Shelby County. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Patsy Lou Smith, age 69, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Patsy Smith will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Christian Church. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Dale Christensen, age 76, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Dale Christensen are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Melvin Lockery, age 81, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Melvin Lockery are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Donald G. Roos, age 88, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Donald Roos are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Janet Stapleton, age 70, of Fontenelle, died this morning at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Services for Janet Stapleton are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.